In the name of Jesus Christ, yesterday we talked about one baptism. So there's only one baptism in the Bible. We talked about this one got to be exactly the same as the Bible, which is demoed by Jesus Christ. And then we talked about John the Baptist, out of nowhere he came out to do this, to pave a way for our Lord Jesus Christ. And later on, Lord Jesus Christ also do the same thing for disciple, and his disciple also follow the same way of water baptism. Now we say that Jesus was able to fulfill the salvation and die for us because he did not have original sin, and he himself did not commit any sin. Now we prove that how come he did not have original sin, right? So I hope you can see what I'm trying to do. So Adam was the first man, right? Adam, first man. He has two sons. One is what? Cain. Abel, right? Right? And the seventh generation, which name is that? Seventh. Seth, yeah? Hello? Seth, to replace who? This family tree is son of God, right? And Cain, they are all sons of men, right? Hello? Yeah? Okay. And then from Seth to sons of God to the point there was a flood, right? There was a flood, right? Flood for everybody. Everybody died, right? Except who? Noah. Noah have how many sons?
Three
sons, right? So it's Sam. How do you spell Sam? Hen? Effort. Yeah? And this continue the family tree of Son of God, right? Hello?
Yes.
So this guy, these sinners are all gone. Well, this is Son of Man. And then from Seth come to Abraham, right? From Sam come to Abraham. Make sense? This keep the one true God tradition. Yeah, one true God, family line. And then, from Abraham, comes to Isaac, and then, who else? Ishmael? Ishmael? And then Isaac comes to Jacob. And then who? Esau. Then, this family, those family tree have nothing to do with God also, right? This side, right? Right? So God's tradition comes to here. And then Jesus. Make sense? So over here, there's a Chinese character. Do you know this word? Huh? This is a boat. This side is a ark of God, and there's a mouth over here. Eight mouth. 八口，一只船八个口. So Chinese word invention is very interesting. So actually, just by the word, a boat, Amos, tell the story of flooding. Yeah? And then we say from this family, so these are all the left-hand side is the Son of God. But again, from Jesus Christ, he did not belong to this family tree. From this family tree, they all have original sin. Left-hand side, right? Hello? Hello? Sin came to the world through this man, yeah? Oh, we have. Oh, okay. Oh, okay, 就是大家看得到就好了。Thank you.
It's crooked.
Okay, and sin come to this world through this man, right? So everybody was born in sin, right? And this one, of course, is born of God. And all people over here are born of sin. Born in sin. And there are three type of births over here. Turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 13. 1:13. Deborah, can you read? Born of what? Blood? Born of flesh? Born of man? Man's will? Or born of what? Born of God? Continue reading. Read that verse again. Okay, so there are four types of birth. These three one only can be like the three, yeah? Those family tree, they are born of flesh, born of man's will, and born of blood. Oh, they are born in sin. Right? But this one is born of God, right? After you got baptized, it belonged to this family tree. Not this family tree only. You are migrate into the kingdom of God. So at the baptized time, you are born of God. All right? Hello? Make sense? So from here, Jesus Christ, he did not belong here because he was born of virgin, born from the Holy Spirit, born of God. He started another family tree that we are linked to this family tree. Of course, those people, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they are all waiting, including somewhere around here, Moses, yeah, or David, yeah. They are all waiting for Jesus to come. Because even though they are saved also, right? According to Old Testament's way, right? Moses are saved according to priesthood system, yeah? But that is not complete. They are all waiting for Jesus to come. Let's read Hebrew. Hebrew. Okay, chapter 11, verse 39. Here talk about all the saints. Chapter 11, 39 and 40. Chapter 11, 39 and 40. Vivian, can you read?
Chapter
chapter 11, verse 39 and 40. Louder, Vivian. They did not receive the promise. Verse 40. Something better for us is the salvation. They shall not be made perfect apart from us. So those people are waiting for Jesus to come too. Yes, they are saved according to Mosaic law, yeah? Even like before John's baptism, yeah? They also can be saved, but not until Jesus fulfilled the salvation. Remember, when Jesus fulfilled the salvation, there's a vision, a lot of dead person came out of the tomb. Right? Yeah? So, there will be like Nazareth saw. That is a vision to us that they are all waiting for Jesus and then their salvation can be complete. Okay? Now, so, Jesus, his body become a heavenly leather. Okay? Why do we say that? Because from this feminine leather, you are able to reach God. Oh. That's because Jesus is God himself. Let's read John chapter 1. John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 51. Sophia. So angel of God ascending and descending on where? On where? On the Son of Man. Who is the Son of Man? Huh? Over here, who is the Son of Man? In your Bible, if there's a red character, who is? Is this in red character? Okay, so this is said by Jesus Christ, right? Son of Man, Son of God, Son of Man, over here all refer to Jesus. So, you will see that there are angels ascending, descending on the Son of Man, right? And who is this? What is this? What is this? Where in the Bible recorded that there's a ladder and then the angels come up and down? Yes, huh? Jacob's have a dream, right? This verse actually have to do with this verse. Genesis. Genesis 28, verse 12. 12 and 13. Monica. Genesis 28, 12 and 13. Loud, please. Okay, so you see the dream over here, the heavenly ladder, this is ground, right? And then this is Jesus, this is the God, right? And then the angel is up and down, right? Is that right? Hello? So, but Jesus said, you are going to see angels up and down on me, on Son of Man. So, by Jesus, this ladder, heavenly ladder, we are able to reach God, right? So Jesus said he is the way, the truth, the life. If you are able to attach to Jesus, you are on this way. And then over here you have truth and you can obtain life. Not only abundant life on earth, but eternal life in the heavenly kingdom. Okay? Where is that verse? Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Turn to John 12. John 12. John 14, verse 6. John 14, 6. John 14, 6. Xinru. Okay, I am the way, the truth, and life. So, way is singular or plural? I'm the ways or I am the way? Hello? Singular, yeah? So only one way, yeah? Which is his body? Only one body. His body is church, right? Right? Only one way. And except through this way, nobody can go to Heavenly Father. Make sense? Okay. Now, yesterday we said that Jesus do not have, in order to become this way, Jesus do a lot. He was sinless because he was born of a virgin. He was perceived by the Holy Spirit. And then, I want to continue to talk about Jesus. He was sinless because he himself do not commit any sin by himself. How do you prove Jesus himself did not commit any sin by himself? How do you prove? Proof. Jesus commit no sin, committed no sin. Anyone? Huh? Anyone? Yes. Huh? Louder.
Jesus defeated death.
Defeated death. Defeated death to prove he has no sin. I like that. I like that answer, but that is not what I originally said. I'm not going to put it over there. But it's a good answer. Okay? Because we think it will die. Right? Death is the consequence of sin. Actually, I really like that. So let me put it down. So Jesus overcome death. So he has no sin. That's very good. Because in Romans says that sin leads to death. Right? Okay, what else? You can prove that Jesus has no sin. Satan couldn't tempt him. That's a good one. That's a good one. Overcome Satan. That's a good one. You all know the verses, yeah? What else? That's very good. Yes. 53. What did he say? No, he has done no veil. Yes. So the prophecy says that he has no sin. That's good. Prophecy proclaimed that. Isaiah 53. Overcome Satan is Matthew 4. Matthew 4? Right? Overcome death is Romans 3? We'll check. Anyway, so you have Bible verses. This is a very good point, but the following is my proof, right? He has no sin because he himself says so. He challenged people. Jesus challenged people about his own sin. Yeah, turn to John. You challenge people, ask them, anyone can say, can 你们当中谁说我有罪? Does anyone can say that I have sinned? chapter 8, verse 46. Maybe not about, huh? Challenge that. He has no sin. John 8. Which verse did I just say? Which verse? 8:46, right? Can someone read? Can someone read, please? Can someone, someone will be Isabel. Hey. I thought you did not flip your Bible, sorry. You are zoning out again. Okay, please read. Yes. Which one of you convicted me of sin? Is it easy to challenge audience that dare you to challenge your classmates or your friend member? Any one of you can convict me of sin. It's not easy to say this word, right? What do you think? Who can dare you say this word to anyone? Dare you? How many of you dare to challenge your audience or anyone that which one of you can convict me of sin? 你们当中谁说我有罪? I think nobody in the world dare to say this word. So he himself challenged other people. He himself know that he has no sin. Right? If I say this to the audience, which one of you can convict it that I sin? My wife will be the first one raise her hand. I know you have sinned. So really, it is not easier. Another one. This is my answer. Huh? Of course, this is all good answer. The Sanhedrin find out that he has only one sin. Sanhedrin. How do you spell Sanhedrin? You don't know what is Sanhedrin? Huh? Sanhedrin. How do you spell it? S-A-N. S-A-N. H-E. I. Sanhedrin. Found him no sin. Actually, found him one sin, but actually it's no sin. Right? That one sin, what is that one sin? Yeah, he called himself Son of God, right? He called himself Son of God. In that context, actually, he said that he is God, right? That's why he said, no other. But actually, no, found him no sin except that one, right? Which verse is that? You want to find me for that verse? I mean, if you find a verse by yourself, but you know what I'm trying to say, right? And then, how about Pilate? How do you spell Pilate? Pilato? Huh? P-I-L-A-T? P-I? Pilate found him no sin. Make sense? So this is religious court. You know, this religious court consists of about 70 people. I don't remember 70 or 72. All those guys are the high priest, priests, elders, some Pharisees. They are all the so-called, quote-unquote, noble people in the society. The people with very high moral standard, yet they do not truly find anything of Jesus Christ. Okay? And then what else? How about this? By Huzan? Centurion. How do you say centurion? The centurion, can you imagine that how many people centurion bring to Golgotha to nail? He never find anybody like Jesus. That's what the Bible says. Centurion said, 这真是一个义人啊. This is indeed a righteous person. Maybe because 十字架的罪犯都是重刑犯。The criminal for crucifixion, they are all heavy criminal, not heavy criminal. They are all severe sinner, severe criminal. That's why they deserve the punishment of cross. But you know, those guys, quite probably they are all killers or a violent person. When they are whipped or when they are crucified, they must have, they must be cursing, spitting out, must be like, maybe show some violence, right? All those bad guys, they do that, right? And this centurion said, this is indeed a righteous person, because this he never saw a person behave like Jesus. He was like a lamp that did not make noise. Right? And who else say he had no sin? Even Judah feels sorry to betray him, yeah? He, after Satan left, he feels so sorry to the point that yeah, he got to finish his own life. So even like Judah say that I hurt a right guy, I hurt the wrong person. And then not only that, I mean, I shall insert one person over here. Even the robber, how do you spell robber?
R-O-P-P-E-R.
One little robber defend for Jesus. He says that he is different from us, right? So by this, Jesus' self-proclamation, religious court, political court, the high officer, bad guy, the guy who saw him, they all proclaimed that he was sinless. What else can I prove to you that he did not commit anything? Right? Besides, I really like this answer. He can overcome death. And because he has nothing. Right? So according to the law, the lamb of Passover was slaughtered for us. He was like he was captured in Passover? During Passover. And he was examined in the Sanhedrin. Like they are finding fault with this lamb of Passover. Because the lamb of Passover, before they got burned, you have to make sure they don't have disease. They make sure they are perfect lamb. So he was examined through many parties. Then eventually he got crucified. So through this, can prove that Jesus indeed has no original sin and has no self-sin. Therefore, he can proclaim that he is the way. Now, when he says he is the way, he also said that he is the gate. Anybody entering to the gate will have life. And we'll have abundant life, John 10, right? That's a read. John 10, verse 9 and 10. John 10, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 and 10. Shani.
I am the door.
So, if I draw a gate over here, how do you draw a gate? I don't know.
Good enough.
Okay? He is the gate. If you enter into it, you can have life and abundant life. Right? And he is the way, the truth, life. And the gate is the entrance, yeah? The entrance is water baptism. Right? How do you enter into the kingdom of God? Through what? Through water baptism. Today we talk about water baptism. Water baptism It's an open ceremony. Ceremony. Celery. 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 Sorry, my spelling is so awful. I need spelling check all the time. Yeah, my spelling check. And the rest of it, because he's the gate really, anybody want to enter the gate, got to go through water baptism. The rest of it, foot washing, Holy Communion, they are all closed ceremony. How do you know? Because without entering the gate, foot washing is only for 主耶稣爱到底的人, the one who Jesus loved them to the end, right? Only for disciples, right? The one belong to Jesus already. So after you got water baptism, you belong to Jesus, then you can have foot washing, then you can have Holy Communion. They are closed ceremony. They are not open for everybody. They're only for those who are in the gate. Okay? So those who are not baptized cannot, because they are closed. Understand? Hello? Why you are laughing, sister? My English is very too funny. Oh, okay. All right, so on this way, to heavenly kingdom, the gate, Jesus set the standard. The gate is the entrance. Jesus said a lot of his word. It become a standard. So what did he say about water baptism? This is all the entrance way. So there are many truths over here. You got to go step by step by step by step in order to enter into this gate. Okay? So let's talk about the steps of water baptism. We are talking about water baptism only right now. Because there are other steps. There are foot washing over here. There are Holy Communion. There are several steps truths. There are many truths, right? Have to do with salvation. And then you still need to keep commandments. So the steps to go to heavenly kingdom, you do not once you save all the time. Eventually you got to keep commandments. Including Matthew 25. Matthew 25, there are three parables. Some people cannot make it to the end, because they did not follow Matthew 25. Maybe 25, first parable is the virgin of 10 virgins, 5 are foolish. They did not make in, right? Why? Because they have lamp but do not have oil, right? That means that in the last day, if you do not have fullness of Holy Spirit, I'm sorry, you are out of the door. You cannot make it. You cannot make it to the end. Another parable is 5 talent, 2 talent, and 1 talent, right? That means that if you do not serve, if you hide your gift, you cannot make it. And another parable is the sheep and goat, right? The lamb and goat, right? Half is the lamb, half is goat, right? Remember the story? Hello? Yes. Remember the story, yeah? Yes. So if you do not love, you never go to see the sick one, or you never visit. You do not give the brother who don't have clothes, you do not give them clothes. The brother who don't have food to eat, you never feed them. Then you do not keep the commandments. So to me, keeping commandments is probably the last step. But entrance is foot washing. Water baptism, right? Now even water baptism, there are steps. This is the step of the way, right? So what are the steps on the heavenly way? My personal understanding, for your reference only, but I think it's biblical. Number one is you got to believe, right? Believe and then baptize, right? So of course, believe. And then what? You got to repent, right? Of course, we all know the verse. And then what? You got to do it, what? In what name? This is the same, right? And four, you got to what? Full emerge. How do you say emerge?
Immersion.
What is immersion? How do you spell it? And you got need to have witness the Holy Spirit, right? Later we will edit the verse later. And then you need to what? Fully immersion, witness the Holy Spirit, your head bowed down. And then here including sending of Holy Spirit. What else? I'm missing one. Living water. So what about baptism? We need to go through this in order to truly enter into the gate. And it shall continue other truths, to keep other truths, to make it to heavenly kingdom. Make sense? Now we will because we are talking about baptism, so we need to talk this one by one with Bible verses, right? And let's turn to first one, Mark 16:16. Mark 16:16. Jenny? Believe and baptize, then you can be saved, yeah? So, before you can be baptized, first of all, you got to believe. Believe what? Believe Jesus is God. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus will be your Lord. Believe what? Believe Jesus that they will be saved. Believe what? Believe what? Believe in what? Now, you have the private lesson with me in the past. Believe in what?
Believe in God.
In God? Yes. What else? What else we need to believe in? Salvation plan, that's good. What else we need to believe in? We need to believe in all the basic stuff, right? What do you think? Believing that the Bible is the word of God, right? So when people want to baptize, I got to check. I think I check with you one by one. Do you believe Jesus is the Savior? Yes? Okay. Do you believe Bible is the inspiration of God? You say yes, I believe in the past. Yeah? Do you believe that? Do you believe that water baptism can wash away your sin? If you do not believe in that, why do I need to do this for you, right? Right? Hello? Yes. So believe that. Do you believe that you shall keep Sabbath day? Yes. Do you believe that you still need foot washing? Yes. Do you believe that you still need to have Holy Communion? So actually, do you believe that all the steps of all the ways that to heavenly kingdom? This is all important thing the Bible mentioned. Understand? So when you say believe and be baptized, what to believe? Belief content have to do with, actually, you just memorize our 10 basic belief. That is our belief. Right? This is a very interesting question. Maybe in 10 basic belief we have, right? Which one was not mentioned by Jesus, but by apostle and prophet? Remember, today we say the church got to build up on apostles and prophets, and then Jesus as a cornerstone, right? All best believe, most of them are from Jesus. Like water baptism is from Jesus. Believe? Is that right? Water baptism is from Jesus, right? Why? Because Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you are born of water and Holy Spirit, So actually, Jesus talked about water baptism, right? Hello?
Yeah.
Jesus talked about what? Holy Spirit, right? Jesus talked about what? What else did Jesus talk? Jesus talked about foot washing, right? Jesus talked about Holy Communion, right? He set it up, right? Jesus talked about Sabbath, right? Because he keeps Sabbath, right? That's why he keep us new lights of Sabbath. That's why people try to stone him to death, right? Sabbath. Jesus also talked about second coming, right? That's very good. What else did Jesus say? Huh? Salvation plan. Did Jesus talk about one true God? I think so, right? You always say Father, not fathers. One true God. So, one true God. Did Jesus talk about one true church? Yeah, because there's only one flock. One flock. 一群, 只有一群. Flock. Only one flock. What else we are missing? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are two more. Did Jesus talk about Bible is the word of God? Think about it again. That was Paul, right? Paul says that the scripture, of course Jesus said the scripture proof of me. You study scripture, but that refers to Old Testament. Right? Of course Paul says that indirectly or directly. Well, yes or no, but of course Paul says that the scripture is the inspiration of God. It's also referred to Old Testament. But we believe in scripture. Also, we say Jesus said, also talk about scripture. That's fine. We just say scripture. Scripture is, we believe in scripture is the word of God, including New Testament. Jesus simply did not say including New Testament, right? Because he was living in New Testament. So only one thing said by Paul, justified by faith. Right? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yes. So, among all the basic beliefs, so there are, of course, there are a lot of, so Jesus was the cornerstone. He mentioned a lot of basic truth. And then Paul came in, and prophets came in, apostles came in, prophets came in, and they become the foundation of the church. Understand? Okay. Now, so we say, you believe all this. What do you believe in? You believe all this. Make sense? Okay. Then we usually repent, right? Anybody can recite Acts 2:38. When they cut into their hearts, then what did Peter say to them? So, you forget one thing. You shall repent and be baptized. I'm memorizing in Chinese. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, right? Let's read it. I think you miss be baptized. Let's turn to Acts 2:38. I mean, sorry. I think you miss repent. Oh. Okay, 2:38. 2:38. Monica. Repent, every one of you. Okay? So repent, baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive Holy Spirit. So you got to repent. So every time we talk to truth seeker, we got to talk to them. Do you believe? Believe what? Okay, the basic stuff. Then you got to repent. Repent what? Basically, when you talk about repent, right? We talk about 10 commandments. One is moral, about one is religious repent. The other is, one is 宗教性的悔改, religiously repent in, 一个是道德性的悔改, interpret for me, 宗教性的跟道德性的, 宗教性的, in terms of religion, for example, you were an idol worshipper, now you want to repent, what do? Smash all your idols, burn it up. This is very important. This is called repent in religious field. This is commandment 1-4. Okay? Commandment 1-4. And then, moral, 道德性的悔改. Repent in terms of moral error. First one is repent in terms of religious error. Commandment 1-4. Then repent in terms of moral error. Commandment 5-10. Right? So when you say repent, we got to check with them one by one. Do you have any idols? Do you have, you belong to Catholic Church? Do you have a Jesus image? Or you have a Nianzu? How do you say Nianzu? Chanting beads. Oh. Like sometimes a rosary bee or any books, any Buddha CD and stuff, right? You know, if you do not do that, you cannot be baptized. There was a church in that church had no preacher reside over there, and there was a college girl wanting to be baptized. So one senior minister and I, we went there to help them with the spiritual convocation, and the water baptism is going to happen on Sunday morning. Of course, every place do this, right? And then Saturday night, we start to realize this girl has some weird stuff. Like when she pray on the hallway, she always raised down by Satan. And many workers go there to cast out demon, right? And then we are very weird. We feel very strange. We ask her, do you have any idol associate item at home? And he pondered for maybe 2 minutes and said, yes, maybe a few, right? We go home. We say, oh, tomorrow you're going to be baptized. We need to get rid of them, right? So he went to her house. He collect a plastic bag of items for us to burn. And three of them have to do with gold chain. But they were idol's head on that wrong one, right? Idol stuff. And even though it was precious, but still need to smash. And after we burn everything, smash everything. And the preacher told me, the senior priest told me, no wonder when I come here Saturday, Wednesday night, that was Saturday night, Wednesday night was 4 days before, four days before. He said that he had a dream. He dreamed that in his dream, not really dream, he was in spiritual realm, three gigantic ghosts come to wrestle with him. Come to wrestle with him. And then later on we discover that he had three golden idols. And we later on smash it. Oh. So really, I mean, you got to make sure all the idols are cleansed. Oh. I keep telling you, repentance of religious repentance, the idol, you shall not give to other people. Another case in Elizabeth's church, there was a when I was there, actually, there was an old lady. She's still alive. Some worker and we always went there to preach to her. We keep telling her, oh, your husband is a very devoted idol worshiper. You got to get rid all of the idols. And he really allowed us to take almost, my trucks over here, the CRV. All the back is full of his idols. And we take back to Elizabeth's church. We chop everyone, smash everyone, and then we baptize her. She was, at the beginning, she was so happy, right? But later on, she got sick. I'm very sick. Even nowadays, she's still in senior home. And you go there, she's always crying. Then we do not know why. How come? Before water baptism, she was so happy. Everything is so good, right? How come to water baptism? seems like she become worse, right? Later on, she told us, or her, I don't know, the family or she, there's a Guan Yin. She believed the Guan Yin. Do you know what is Guan Yin? Guan Yin is a female idol. Is one of the idols that Chinese people worship. She said that the Guan Yin is very spiritual. The Guan Yin can show spiritual image to their previous. 她就说她那个观音很灵啊，很灵啊， very 灵， very how do you say 灵？ She is very powerful. So she unpurposely gave it to her daughter, and without our knowledge, you know, and then she got sick. I'm telling you, our God is very jealous. Yeah, the one God hated most, according to the Bible, is idol. I'm telling you. So make sure you do not have invisible idol. Visible idol is something God hated. Invisible idol is all hated. So when you repent, when you talk about repent, we make sure all the religious error has been corrected and moral error, especially Commandment 7. Nowadays, people cohabitate together and, you know, especially, I'm sorry to say that, those people from East, right? Maybe they come to this country alone, right? And then they had a wife at home and they cohabited with someone over here. And then, of course, they want to be a Christian. But when we discovered that, we told them that, you got to resolve this issue first before you can be baptized. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you know what I'm saying? So nowadays, because of those type of marriage issue, many people cannot be baptized because they cannot be resolved. So repent has become a very important issue today, especially moral error. Got to be corrected, right? And then, of course, we got to do it in the name of Jesus. How come we do not do it in the name of Father and the Son and Holy Ghost? Anyone? How come we don't do it like other churches? They do it in the name of Father and Son and Holy Ghost. How come we didn't do that? Oh, never mind. Okay.
Isn't it because they're all the same thing?
Yeah, because they are the same name. Name is singular. In the name of the Father and the, well, they're based on this verse. Let's turn to Matthew 28, verse 19. I think you studied this before, right? Hello? Did you study this before? But did you remember? I think you studied, you got to remember it. I want to call someone I did not call to read. Who I did not call? Now, Timothy, read. Please read. Okay, so why we do not follow this instruction? Why we do not follow Jesus' instruction and follow, but we follow disciples' instruction? When disciples baptized, they always use the name of Jesus Christ. They never use the name of Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Why? Who is greater, Jesus or disciple? Yes, because Jesus is the name. Because in the name is singular. When you say in the name of Father, who is the Father? What is the name of the Father?
Jesus.
Okay, how do you know the name of the Father is Jesus? Huh? How do you know? No, you got to give me the verse. Huh? John 10:30. Now, please go. John 10:30. Okay, John 10:30. Did you say John 10:30? Okay. Right, please read.
I and my Father are one.
I am my Father are one. Okay, that's a good verse. What else? You can prove that the Father's name is Jesus also. Huh? Where? Hey, I shall finish. Okay. Is that right? 25, right? 25, right? Hello? 25, right? Okay. So this is a homework. How do you prove? How do you prove the Father's name is Jesus? And, okay? Because we use the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Father is not a name. What is the name of your Father? It's not Father, right? What is the name of your Son? It's not Son, right? So you got to tell us the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The name is Jesus. So disciples did not do wrong. They truly used the name of the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit. Okay, let's pray in silence.